Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the living God. Amen, amen. Well, let me go ahead and hook everybody up. I want to thank God for the patience that you guys have had today and how God has been to bless this station. So the Lord has been so good to us, and it just behooves us to just trust God for who he say he is. And one of the nights is a great night that we have come before God, and I thank God that you're here. And one of the things I would just say is a good night tonight because our God is able. And one of the things I want to do is say to Dr. McClendon is God bless you for being here, for doing what you're doing. And before we get involved, I want to say this. I love you. I thank God for you. I love you. Let us have a prayer. Then we're going to turn the show over to this woman of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to say thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us, how you kept us. And as we come this day, Father, we come with understanding that you're the only true God. You're the God. We take our faith and we make our faith work for us because you're faith God. I want to thank everyone that's on the radio tonight. Everyone's got a word, Father, but I just say love you, appreciate you, I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And hallelujah, amen.
Yes, I'm here.
Go right ahead. It's up to you. Go right ahead.
Okay, praise God for the night. We thank God for allowing us to come together for such a time as this. I have my prayer warrior and good friend here, Evangelist Kevin Allen, who is going to give us a word tonight from the Lord. We have been communicating for a while, and he has something that he wants to bring to everyone.
Amen. Go ahead, Sister. Go ahead.
God bless everyone that's on the radio land, that's hearing my voice, and God bless the producer of this radio station. I really thank God for this opportunity because this is the day that God has made. Without God, we can't not even hear this word that's going to be going forth today in the name of Jesus. There is a word from the Lord, and there is a word for the ones that's downtrodden as well, for the ones that's having a great day today, but without Jesus, we can do nothing. The Bible has said, I'm ready for this prayer. Hallelujah. Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for all that you do. We bless your holy name, Father, because of who you are. Father, you are the righteous and only wise God, our King. You're sitting right there on the right hand of the majesty of our Father. And, Father, it's in the name of Jesus, Father, that I'm asking that you open up my heart, Father, to give this word to the whole world, Father, to the souls that are listening to this radio station right now, Father. Oh, God, your Bible says that the word will never go out void. And, Father, it's through this word, Father, we give you praise, we give you the glory. And, Father, I bind the devil right now. I bind principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this present world. Father, I bind the devil right now in the name of Jesus. And I loose the angel that's encamped about him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Every soul, Father, have a need, Father. But I bind that devil and I loose the angel that's encamped about them, Father, that you will perform your need upon these souls right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we'll be so careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen, world. We thank the Lord today because God truly is a good God.
Hallelujah.
And we are just going to be lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to be coming to you out of the book of Luke, the 13th chapter. And the 24th verse. The word of God is saying, strive to enter in at the great gate. For many, I say unto thee, to you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Amen. Jesus is doing the talking here, and he's telling the people, he's saying, strive to enter in at the great gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able to. It's important that we seek the Lord, as Isaiah said, seek the Lord with all your heart. Seek the Lord while he may be found. This is the reason why God has allowed this day right now that we're living in right now for us to seek him, that we may strive to enter in through that straight gate. The seriousness of us striving means that we have to take off some things in order to get through that straight gate. You have to take off the pride in order to get through that straight gate. You have to take off the arrogance in order to get through that straight gate. You have to take off the ways of the world, the fleshly nature of the man. You have to take off these things in order to enter in through this straight gate. Jesus is saying, try to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in. You have to let go of everything in order to enter in through this straight gate, because Jesus has said, straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth unto everlasting life. And few that be that find it. So when you find this straight gate, you have to let some things off. The reason why is because Jesus is your straight gate. Peter says that he's coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. And you have to strive to enter in. You have to look at yourself in the mirror and say, what is it that's holding me back from entering through this straight gate? Because holiness is the standard that you have to read. You have to learn to live a holy, righteous life in Jesus Christ. You have to exhibit the fruits of the Spirit, not the fruits of the world, the carnal nature of the world. The carnal nature of the world, saying, my brother, my sister, my mother, my father, can never let you in into this straight gate. Jesus is saying, the reason why I'm elaborating this here over and over again for the ones that just coming on to the station. Luke, the 13th chapter, verse number 24, this is what we're talking about, entering in through this straight gate. And I'm elaborating on this here even more so that you can evaluate your life that's listening on the radio right now and saying, what is it that I'm doing that's going to hold me back from entering through this gate? Is it worth it? The question mark that you need to ask. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. There's a lot of people in the church that are just going to church and cannot enter in through this straight gate. I'm just being real with you because the Word of God is the Word of God. It's important that you realize if you're just sitting on the pier and you're never doing anything to exhibit the fruits of the Spirit, that's what I look at in a saint, the attributes of the tree bearing fruit of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. But you have to strive to enter in at that straight gate, bearing these fruits of the Spirit, the attributes of Jesus, meek and lowly, humble and lowly, love, the attributes of love being manifest out of your heart, not just out of your mouth, because love is an action word. It comes out of your heart. So you have to strive. Do you really have the love of God for your neighbor? Do you really have the love of God for another opposite color? Do you really have the love of God to pick up somebody and the Holy Spirit is saying, pick them up, give them a hand, tell somebody about Jesus. Go over back and tell them, I want to give you this here, this track. I want to help you out with paying your groceries, whatever, carrying your groceries out to the car. Whatever it is, love is an action word. And not having love, you cannot enter in at this straight gate. It's important that when we look at ourselves in the mirror, that the mirror must reflect the image of God. And Jesus is saying, strive to enter in at this gate. It's a straight gate. It's not something that's crooked where you have to go through a maze. It is straight. You can see it, and it's the only way that you can get to it. As Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father but by him. Jesus is the straight gate. We have to do all that we can to make sure that we are living in the attributes of God. And the function of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, because many, I say, you may evaluate where you are today, and you may say, I need to get better. And my brother and my sister, I want to tell you something today. There is a standard that you must come up to. Your standard where you are right now, it may be good, but there's a higher standard. There's a deeper depth into striving into this straight gate, because why? You're yet alive. And the Bible says, seek ye the Lord. This is not just a one-time thing. When you start seeking the Lord, Holy Ghost, when you start striving for him, hallelujah, when you start digging into the word of God, when you start cutting off that TV, cutting off that radio, getting on your knees, talking to the Lord, have you ever just went outside and just started looking up and said, Lord, look at my heart. Lord, look at my mind. You know what I'm thinking about. And Lord, I'm striving to enter in through that straight gate up under your blood in the name of Jesus, Father. But I know I can't do nothing without you. You have made it plain, and I have seen, and I have tasted, and I have tried to make it without you. Lord, I can't make it without you. Whatever that you're going through out there, whatever that you're thinking that you're doing that's wrong, stop doing it and start living a righteous and holy life before the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not about your emotions. It's not about your philosophy. It's all about the word of God. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will be revealed every time. You can read Psalm 23 every day, and you can get a different revelation from it every day. This is why you strive. This is why you meditate. You meditate on oneself to say, I need to do better in this area. Lord, forgive me of this area, but I'm seeking you with all my heart. The standard has been set. Jesus is the standard. He says, if any man desire to come after me, let him first deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. When you're doing these things right here, you really want to get to know the Lord. You really want to go to heaven. Let me tell you something, my brother and my sister. In heaven, the Bible says that the streets are paved with gold and it ain't a crack in it. You don't have that on this earth right here. But you can have it in Christ when you strive to enter in through that straight gate. Because Jesus has said many. Just think about all these saints that have died and went on. Just think about the ones that's in the churches right now, these mega churches, these small little churches, but they're not doing the will of God. You have to evaluate yourself. Forget about them churches. You have to evaluate yourself. Am I doing what I know to live for the Lord? Am I giving him totally the glory? The Bible says this. He says, God gives you the victory, but you give him the glory. Are you really giving God the glory for your victory? Or are you sitting around having a moment of whininess, a moment of sadness, a moment of complaining and grouting, just a seriousness of just complaining about this, complaining about that, but you need to be aware of this. You can't enter in through this gate being a complainer. Jesus says, but many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in. They're seeking to enter in through their own understanding. They're leaning upon their own understanding, and they're missing the mark every time, and that gate is straight. Every time they're just going to the right. Every time they're going to the left. They just can't hit it. The reason why they just can't hit it is because they're leaning on their own understanding. They're taking their own attributes and saying, well, God will forgive me in that way. I have preached to many people out there on the streets, and they have this different philosophy, this man's determinism philosophy, and it doesn't mean anything according to the Bible. It draws them farther and farther away into the ways of the devil. But you have to personally evaluate your life, my brother, my sister, my mother, my father. You have to evaluate your life and find out what I'm doing. You have to carry it for yourself. Meditate on yourself. When you look at yourself in the mirror, I always compare myself when I look at myself in the mirror because I don't want to forget what God has done for me. I ask the Lord, Lord, never let me forget what the Lord has done for me. And I'm striving. I have not said that I made it. I'm striving with all I know how to enter in through this straight gate. And how I do that is through this one thing, repentance. When you repent, because you may offend somebody and you never know it. You don't want to be a stumbling block for someone else. So you have to repent, and you can just continually look on Jesus. When you're looking on Jesus and you get everything out of the way, we call it static. When you get this static out of the way, you will be able to see Jesus clearly, and he will elevate you so that you can see that gate clearly, and you will follow him daily, and you would pick up your cross daily, and you would give him the glory daily. You would praise God daily. You would sing songs and hymns in your heart with melody to the Lord daily. This is a daily walk. This is a walk that you can accomplish because the Bible says you can accomplish it. Strive. That's what he's saying. Strive to enter into that straight gate. Strive. Struggle.
Focus. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Give all that you have into this straight gate because we have one chance at getting to God. We know that he's coming back. He said, I'm coming back. And you have this chance to make it in through that straight gate. Yes, we all will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Yes. But this is your opportunity. This is what you can do individually. And as collectively, we are held accountable for each other. We are our brother's keepers. I'm not going to just sit around and see my brother over there going to walk out there in front of an 18-wheeler and say, get out of that street. I'm going that way. If I got time, I'm going to pull him out of that street. When I see my brother going down to that crack house or going down to that beer joint, I say, man, you're giving your money away. I'm going to tell him about it. Man, you're giving your money away. That's not something that God is well pleased with you because you're thinking that you're going to drown your sorrows away with a beer. It's not going to happen. The problem is still right there. Whatever that you're going through out there, you know, God knows. But just give it to God. Let him have it and continue to get up and strive to enter through that straight gate. The reason why is because you're yet alive. Yes, someone else is worse off than you going off the handle today. But you are yet alive. You have a testimony to tell somebody that I went through this here and I can make it. Many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in. They're seeking to enter in through this here thing called church, not the body of Christ. We are going to be a part of the body of Christ. We are the church. The building is somewhere where we assemble ourselves. But the Bible says, seek ye to enter in through that straight gate. It's important that you evaluate yourself in entering through this straight gate. What is it that's lacking in me? What is it that I'm doing that the Lord is not well pleased with? The reason why I keep saying this is because so that you can evaluate your life right now, so that you can say, drinking that one beer a week is really not going to do it because I'm missing the mark. I'm missing it on the right side. I'm missing it on the left side. Letting him come over at night, that's not really going to do it. Letting him come over at night, that's really not going to do it. I'm missing the mark. What's holding you back from missing that mark, from entering through that straight gate? It says strive. That means that you have to really focus in. When you really want that dress, you're going to go down there and you're going to start looking for that dress. When you want those pair of shoes, you're going to start seeking those, go to store after store. You're striving and seeking those shoes. As men, we're striving to get that good suit. We go from tailor to tailor, and when we go into these stores and we don't get good service, we just go out and leave. That's the man thing. And women, y'all have y'all things, too, that y'all strive to enter in. Want this here perfect look, want this here perfect shoe, this perfect dress. You're striving that. But shouldn't you do this even more so for the Lord? The one that died for you, shed his precious blood? The free will offering death for our sins. And reconciling us back unto the Father. I'm going to read it again out of Matthew, Luke, the 13th chapter, verse 24. Jesus is doing the talking. He says, strive to enter in at the straight gate. At, there's only one gate, at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Many. The sister that you've been going to church with for so many years, and she played the part of being saved, but she wasn't ready. The five wise and the five foolish, for many years, they played the part, but they didn't have enough awe. They wasn't ready. The brother that you've been going to church with, having prayer meeting with, he played the part very good, but he wasn't ready. That's right. The preacher has been preaching over that pulpit for 15 years. He plays the part, but he wasn't ready. I'm not leaving anybody out. But the sinner man that's hearing his word that doesn't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, I'm pleading with you right now to let the Lord Jesus Christ be your light. Let him into your heart. This is not a joke thing. This is not a play thing. This is real. Salvation is real, and it's happening every second of the day. Souls are being lost. Some are ready, and some don't even know the Lord. I'm pleading with you now, if you're listening to on this radio broadcast, on this internet broadcast, I'm pleading with you now that you give your life to Jesus, because this is what it's all about. It's all about salvation to your soul. These people that go in the church, if there's many I say unto you with seats in the end, yes, they go in the church. The reason why they go in the church, some have just left the club and made the church the club, but we ain't dealing with that. What I'm trying to get you to see is that you have to make a choice to choose it through that gate. Whether you make it through that gate or not, it's your choice. But you can't go in there with your sin. That's the reason why confession is made. Lord, forgive me. I'm a sinner. I make you my Lord and Savior. I'm saved right there. Don't let nobody fool you how simple salvation is, because Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the one that we serve, is able. The Bible says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Delivered from your sin. Delivered from your habit. Delivered from your abusive relationship. Delivered from you being an abusive man. Delivered from you being a cusser. Delivered from you being a drug addict. Delivered from you being a corrupt banker, a corrupt politician. Delivered from you being a corrupt governor. You can be delivered from all sorts of worldly issues in your life. Hallelujah. This is why you have to strive to enter through that straight gate. Just like Amen. You strive to go to a job, just like you strive to make it to wherever you're going, you're striving, you're concentrating. You know, just Christmas is coming up, y'all probably going to be going to the family. You're striving to get there, and you're probably going to be late, but at least you're striving, but you don't want to be late. You don't want to be late when this day comes. You don't want to be late. So this is where you are right now. If you don't know the Lord, get to know him right now while the blood is still running warm in your veins. I beg of you right now to strive for the Lord. Put everything else aside. I don't care how bad it was. You may have just lost your girlfriend. You may have just lost your boyfriend. Your best friend may have just disowned you, kicked you out of the house. It's happening right now. Somebody is getting late. It's happening right now. Somebody's getting abused. It's happening right now. But you, if you're listening to this radio station, you can repent of all of your sins. God's word says that he's faithful and he's just to forgive you of your trespasses. And you can strive. You can get back in line. You can tell the Lord, Lord, you know everything about me. I'm striving to know you right now as Lord and Savior in my life. I'm laying it down, and I'm picking up Jesus. I'm laying it down, and I'm following you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Lord. For many, I say unto you, will seek you in the end and shall not be able. Just think about the voice of Peter. Peter says, if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the sinner and ungodly appear? Jesus is talking about these people that know him, striving to enter through this gate, that he is the gate. He says, I am the door. He's the gate. He's not moving around, making you dart to this way. He's not playing Russian roulette with you, saying, well, find me. He says this here, when you seek me with all of your heart, you should find me. You're going to find the Lord. Hallelujah. I bless God for the word of God today, because God's word is for you. It's an encouragement for the ones that know him, that's trying to follow him. I want to encourage you today. Lay it all aside and go for Jesus. There's a song that psalmist says, he says, I give myself away. See, when you truly give yourself away, your main focus is Jesus. It ain't your job. Because when you may have children, But when your children go to school, you don't know what's going to happen. But guess what? Jesus does. When your wife go to work and you go to work, you don't know what's going to happen. But Jesus does. If you keep your eyes on Jesus, if you keep your mind set on things above, like Christ seated on the right hand of the Father, if you keep your spiritual attributes sensitive to the Holy Spirit, that the fruits of the Spirit would manifest through you, keeping your eyes on the Lord, not only do he give you peace, but he gives you the joy. Not only does he give you the peace and the joy, but he brings gladness. Hallelujah. And guess what? He'll give you some glory. He'll show you that glory. That communion, that sweet communion that's already prepared for you in your heart. He says, I'm going to abide in you when you let me in. Striving to enter in through this great gate. It's important, my brother, my sister, my mother, my father. It doesn't matter how old you are. This is not about an age. It's not about a philosophy. It's not about a title. It's not about how much money you have. It's not about if you're broke. It's not about if you're homeless. It's not about if you're living in a mansion. What it's all about is Jesus. Nothing else. Because he won't be, when you have a title, he won't be asking you and calling you by your title. He's going to call you by your name. So stop getting into titles. Get into Jesus. Jesus already knows you. He says, I call them by name. He's going to call you by your name. Why he called Peter. He says, I say unto you that you are Peter. And upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. Jesus wants to build his church on you through that gate. You got to let him in. Bless the Lord. Let him into your life. I'm going to read it again for those that just tuning in. This is Evangelist Kevin Allen, and we are reading out of the Word of God in Luke, the 13th chapter, verse number 24. One verse. Jesus is doing the talking, and he's saying, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Whatever that you're going through, your focus on Jesus. Keep your mindset on Jesus because God wants you to enter in through that straight gate. That gate is not a movable gate. It's not darting around playing with you. It's a straight gate. You can see it. But if you're having baggage on you, fleshly values, mentally baggage, you can let that go and enter through that straight gate through repentance. It's easy. Don't let the devil lie to you. He'll say that they're not going to think well of you. Everybody's going to know your secret. So what? What you're after is in going through that gate. Because one thing that you need to understand, my brother, my sister, my mother, my father, Satan knows how good they got it on the other side. And he knows the blessings that God has already preordained for you to have on this side. You can have the best of both worlds, not only over there, but you can have it right now. The teaching is right here in this Bible. Faith moves God through your love towards him. And don't get the praising and start worshiping. It would move him for this gate to get wider for you. He says, look at my servant down there. Not only am I going to give her this, but I'm going to give her that. I'm going to give him this. And guess what we do? We give him the glory. And we keep it in the content of stuff. All it is S-T-U-F-F. You cannot take it with you. Money is a calamity. It's good for you, the calamity for you to use, and that's it. But you can't take it with you. It means nothing. This side of gold on this side is a tarnished gold. This side of silver on this side is tarnished. But on the other side, lay up your treasures on the other side through that gate. I just want to bless the Lord today. I want to pray for you out there today in the name of Jesus that the Lord would continue to enlighten you, that the Lord in the name of Jesus would continue to just touch your heart, that the Lord Jesus would continue to order your steps in his word, that the Lord Jesus would continue to bless you indeed. in the mighty name of Jesus. And I bind the devil right now that comes up against you. Yes, I'm praying to you, every soul that's on the sound of my voice, because the Lord Jesus already know you. It doesn't matter if I don't know you or not, because I love you. And love is an action word. I mean, that the Bible says for me to pray for one another that they may be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, it's according to the book of James. Father, you said the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And, Lord, you will raise them up, Father. And it didn't stop there, Father. It said if they have committed any sins, they shall be forgiven. This is your time. This is your hour time, for the Lord has set aside for us to pray for one another. Not only do we pray for one another, but we pray for the nations. We pray for the economy. We pray for people in general that they would turn their life to the Lord. And, Lord, we give you this glory right now. We thank you for the word right now, Father. And, Lord, we know we can't do nothing without you. And, Lord, we praise you right now. We glorify you right now. We worship you right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, have your way. Now we're praying for the children right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. We pray for the children that the parents may not know you, Father, but we pray for these children. You said, suffer the little children to come unto me, such is the kingdom of God. Father, we pray for these children that we build a hedge of protection according to the book of Job in the name of Jesus, where the devil said, you got a hedge around Job, and I can't get to him. It's the same hedge, Father, that we pray around these children, that no molestation may happen to these children, that they may not be lost, Father, in them all, that they may not be lost from someone capturing them, Father. We pray that this hedge be protected around these children, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you right now. We loose the angel that's been kept about every one of these children, because the Bible says the faces of these children, the angels behold it before you in glory. And, Father, we pray for these children right now, all over the world, every nation, tribes, and tongue, the ones that's in Ethiopia barely being fed. Father, we pray that you send food by in the name of Jesus. We pray for the ones that's living in this America, Father, that ain't have nothing to eat because their mother has went and spending all of the money, Father, on drugs. Father, we pray for them right now that, Father, someone come by and send them food in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you right now. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. I bind the devil right now. And, Lord, we thank you, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Well, that's it. The word of God has been preached.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for the word.
Hello?
Amen. Yeah, I'm going to give it back to you, Sister Dolores.
Oh, bless the Lord. We thank Brother Allen, Kevin Allen, for that message. It was wonderful. Let's drop the inner end at the narrow gate. We are here just praising God together. We just give God all the glory and thank God for us being here tonight. We need to come together more. And try to strive to enter in.
Yes.
Strive to enter in. There will be so many who are lost, and we're here to try and enlighten people that they may know the word of God and heed to that word. Take heed to the word of God. The word of God is being preached, and we thank God for it tonight. And Evangelist Allen, Kevin Allen, he'll be with us throughout tonight, giving us the word. We just praise God for his word that is going all over the world, that people may be able to be healed, delivered, and set free. We just thank God for that word tonight.
Yes.
Amen. Yes, we are, Brother Allen was talking about entering in. We need to try to let people know who Jesus is and how to enter in at the straight gate, because people have been so misled by so many things and so many people. People think that they can do what they want to and they still can enter in. A lot of people think if they pay their tithe, it's okay. We can do what we want to do and we can still enter in. But as the man of God said, there will be many who will be lost because they don't really know. They don't know the word. And so we just got to come together. We got to begin to pray and just seek the Lord. And anything that you don't know and you want to know, seek the Lord while he may be found. Seek him, and he will bless you. He will give you those things that you don't know. He will teach you in all things. He's the master. So if you seek him early, you can find him. Sometimes people wait till it's too late. We don't want our bad to outweigh our good. So we need to seek the Lord where he may be found, asking God, Lord, what is it that you want us to do? What is it you want me to do, individual-wise? Lord, what is it that you want me to do? I know you have laid out a plan for my life as well. And what is it that you want me to do? Begin to seek the Lord and let the Lord lead you and guide you by his Holy Spirit. So we just pray tonight that everyone who is hearing this message, that they will be healed, delivered, and set free, and that they may seek God for themselves and ask God, what is the plan that you have for my life that I may be able to move forth and do good in life? So we ask the Lord tonight to bless each and every person. Like I said, Brother Allen is going to be with us. We praise God for him being with us and giving us a word. And he's going to lead us again in another word. And we want to give God the glory for that, because there's not many people that will intercede with you, pray with you, and be there for you when you need them, especially when you need a word. There's people who say they will be there for you, and you call them, and then they're not there. But I thank God for him, because I can call him, I can get a word, and when I'm down and out, he sent a message, and it's just truly a blessing to have a true believer that is with you all the way. Many say that, hey, I'll be, you can call me, I'll be with you. And even friends, so-called friends, will say, oh, yeah, I'll do it. But we have to lean on the Lord and let him show us who those people are that are following after him. And we want to get with them. We want to communicate with those kind of people. We want to follow those people that has the heart of God. So that's what we're looking for. That's what we're looking to do. And in this day and time, God is looking for true believers, those who are believing from their hearts. And I ask God, Lord, set me around those that are going your way that believe, truly believe. Many worship the Lord with their mouth, but their hearts are far away from him, far away. So we want to be connected with those who have a heart for God, that we may be able to see the Shekinah glory as well. So in all of that, we just thank God for it, and we give God the glory. We thank God for allowing this word to go forth, that somebody may be listening that needs this word tonight. Somebody may be listening at the radio tonight that may need this word. So we just thank God for it, and let God heal, deliver, and set them free. We can't do anything by ourselves, but we can ask the Lord, whatever you're going through, whatever your sins are, because Satan will come at you. And all you have to do is ask God, Lord, in my own strength, I can't do it. But, Lord, with you, Lord, I can do all things. So, Lord, and ask God. God can help you. He can help you come out of any situation that you're in. He's able to do it. All we have to do is seek him. Seek the Lord with all your heart. And I find this, when you're seeking the Lord with all your heart, he will pour into you more. He will pour into you more. But he can't give you his all if you don't give him your all. Amen. And so we just have to praise God and allow him to live within us, that we may go forth and we may enter in. And so we just thank God for his Holy Spirit, that it leads and guides us into righteousness, because we were all born in sin. We're sinners. So we have to seek the Lord that he may, where he may be found, and allow the Lord to live within us and go forth and do God's will. And thank God for the plan that he has for our lives, because we have a plan, but it's not, it doesn't work. So if we just lean on the Lord, on the Lord, and he will renew our strength. In the time that we are weak and the things that we go through, God will renew our strength. He will bring us forth. And we just give God the glory tonight. We thank God for that. And right now I'm going to bring Brother Allen back. He has another word for us, and we just praise God for the word tonight, that the word is flowing in the atmosphere. There's power in the word, so we give God the glory. And I'm going to turn you back over to evangelist Kevin Allen.
Amen. For you that's out there in radio land, I want to talk to you a minute and let you gather your thoughts about just life in general, about the goodness of God that has allowed you this opportunity to hear the Word of God. Hearing the Word of God is a privilege. It's a blessing, and it's a privilege, because so many people out there in the world, even the ones that go to church, may not be able to listen to hear the Word. They're just in there for a fashion show, whatever the case may be, but God is in the building. This is the reason why the Word of God comes alive. They may get it at work. They may get it nursing the baby. They may get it sleeping the baby. Or they may get it in the club. My brother got it in the club. He was doing the witness. He said, I was in the club, and it seemed like the heavens just opened up, the whole roof opened up, and he could see the stars. And he said he heard a voice saying that, the Lord, what if you were to die today? And he came out of that club and went to church. I want to just talk to you a minute and just let you know how precious life is that God has blessed us with today. I know that things and calamities are happening all over the world. You hear about it in the news. You hear about it in Seattle. You hear about it in Queens and Brooklyn. You hear about it in Houston, Florida. You hear about it in New Orleans. You hear about it in Austin, Texas. But I want you to know some things. Just because these calamities are happening in this world, it doesn't mean that God has left you. God is always near you. Whatever the situation that you find yourself in, you may have just lost your job. But God is with you. There's going to be some trials and there's going to be some tribulations going on in our lives. We are appointed to that because of the fall of man. But you have to gain consciousness in this here and reassure yourself in this here to know that it's always someone worse off than you. So get up. It's an encouragement of me talking to you today and encouraging you to get up and keep going. Keep seeking the Lord. No matter what's going on, no matter how bad the situation is, no matter if your home just got repossessed, foreclosed on, no matter if they just came and took the car, just get up and keep going. Keep seeking the Lord. Communication with Jesus is quicker than the internet, because the Bible says all you have to do is open your heart and just talk to the Lord. Just like I'm talking to you right now, you can talk to the Lord. Just God is just that faithful. God is just that good that he wants to hear you. He wants a relationship with you. Closer than your brother, your natural blood brother could ever be, Jesus is always right there. Amen. For the ones that don't know this radio station, that's not familiar with it, I'm sure they have a prayer line. And I also have a prayer tablet also that I pray for many souls that's in this prayer tablet. But what we want to really do is encourage you to continue the Lord, continue in prayer. Whatever that the situation may be, when you find yourself in need, when you find yourself distraught, when you find yourself all alone and you're feeling like the devil is lying to you and telling you that you need to end it all, you need someone to call. And I want to offer my service to you in the Lord to call me. You can reach me at 409-998-3801. It's all about the salvation of helping you stay in touch with the Lord, because the Bible says this here. It says that we are helpers of one another. And since we are helpers of one another, that doesn't necessarily mean in the monetary thing, if you have it, yes, give it, because you can't take it with it. But it means much more than just going to a brother or sister and telling them, I want to be there for you. Sometimes being a help to them just means that you just being there and letting them get it off their chest. and they're saying, I really appreciate you coming because I was really contemplating some things over here. I was really down and distraught, and the kids were just running me ragged. My boss has been on me all day. Different situations happen to us all every day. Just like today, I got stuck out there in the field, and I had to dig it out. But I was calm about it, even though I only went about 8 feet every time I had to dig out before the truck bogged down in there. I jacked it up again, put the boards back under there on each side of the tire, and I went another 8 feet. But I didn't give up. The reason why is because of the Lord. I love the Lord. The Lord already knew when I woke up this morning that I was going to get out there in that field and get stuck.
Hello?
You can get stuck in a zone and you can stay there, but you have to get up. And it's an encouragement to someone that's listening on the radio, get on up. Though you just some smoke your last joint, and here you are the next day going down there and get some more today, get up. Keep going. Though you promised your wife that you weren't going to go by the bar. And though you didn't even have to spend the money for it, but you went by there by your friends, get up. Keep going. Though you said that I was never going to go by the mall and get these shoes, because I know the children had something to do, a present to get for the teacher. Get up. You're yet alive. Be encouraged. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to this word that the Lord has given me today. And if we go to the word of God out of the book of John, the 8th chapter, I'm going to be dealing with three verses today, verse 30, 31, and 32. The book of John, the 8th chapter, verse 30, 31, and 32. Amen.
Amen.
It's important that we heed to the word of God and know the truth. There's a lot of different doctrines out there, but the word of God is the truth. Amen. In the book of John, the 8th chapter, verse 30, 31, and 32, Jesus is doing the talking, and here it starts in verse 30, and it says, as he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. It's important that you think about freedom. Not freedom as the world give you, because when you recognize the freedom that you now have in the world system, they're taken little by little by these laws. They're taking more freedom from you. But that's not the freedom that God is talking about right today. And he's saying, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth of the matter is, my brother, my sister, my mother, and my father, the truth of the matter is that we are appointed time upon this earth. You can't get out of it. As much as people go to these doctors and they take good care of themselves, the Bible says it's an appointed time for man to die. Then afterwards, the judgment. That's the truth of the matter. And between the time that you come into life and you take your first breath in your mother's womb, up until the time that you get out of your mother's womb and start being breastfed or bottle fed and walking and crawling, all these things, up until the time that you become a teenager into an adult, some people in this time, they either die in the mother's womb, 1 year old, couple of days old, 5 years old, 12 years old, up until these time of your appointed time, there's calamities that happens to human beings. The Bible says it's an appointed time. But I'm talking to you about the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Why? Because if you can continue in my word, then are ye my disciples. It's important that you continue in Jesus' word, because the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. So it's important that we continue in his word, and then you are his disciples indeed. The word indeed is so important, because that carries far more than just being a disciple. That means that the blessings of the Lord is coming to you all different kind of ways. Favor from the Lord is coming from you all different kinds of ways. It's like a rainy cloud coming over your head, just showering right down on your house, and nobody else is getting it. It's like the book of Psalms saying that you shall fill my cup, and my cup runneth over. Those blessings are just running over in your life. Because you are continuing in God's word. If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples. Those are the attributes of being in Christ Jesus when you continue in his word. All of these blessings just keep coming over. And I'm not just talking about monetary things. Some preachers, they get this call upon this money thing. But I like to talk about the natural things that God do for you. Saving you from that accident, saving you from getting your foot cut off when you just tripped and you may have got gangrene in it. Saving your children from getting ran over when you was in the house praying, you know, on your knees praying. The blessings of the Lord comes in so many different ways. A small story that I'm going to give to you, and I'm coming back to it. There was a man in walking with Jesus, and he went to this rich man's house. He had holes all in his house. And he put Jesus them out into the barn. And the next day, Jesus fixed all the holes in his house. And the servant was mad with Jesus. And they went the next day, they went down to an old farmer and his wife. And the only way they can make money is by milking a cow every morning. And they put the farmer and his wife, put Jesus and the servant in their best bed. And they slept on the floor. And then the next night, as they woke up, the cow died. And so the servant was so puzzled and he was so upset with Jesus. He said, Lord, these people were so nice to us, and the rich man was so poor, so mean to us, he put us in the barn. He said, well, all those holes was his riches, so I fixed all the holes in his house, so he had to try to find his house, his money. But the farmer, yeah, they were really nice to us, and the angel of death came that night for the wife, and I gave him the cow. The blessings of the Lord comes in so many different ways. You cannot count. It comes in all different forms of ways. You may have just had a stroke in your bed at night and not realizing it woke up without a pain in your body.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about, serving the Lord. Amen. That's the reason why you should know the truth, and the truth should make you free, because when you know the truth that God is in control, not you, not man, not no forces on this earth, but God himself, then the truth is what it is. The actions of the Son, the world, is in the Lord's hand. That's the truth of the matter. When you continue in God's word, then are ye my disciples, indeed. When you continue, that means that it's an ongoing process. It doesn't mean that you're going to get perfect. It means that it's an ongoing process for you to continue in his word. Believing in him and continue in the Lord, Jesus Christ. Just continue to go forth every day. If you have to go every hour, if you have to go every minute, whatever that you have to do until you get better and better. It's a continuum. I didn't just get to preaching at this time right here like this here. I continue in that word. I continue to study the word. I continue to meditate on the word. I let the word of God rest, rule, and abide in my soul. I got it into my heart, but it wasn't enough. I wanted to get it all the way down, so I started meditating on this word. I started digesting this word. I started looking at this word, and I started looking at it as far as what Jesus was saying. It's on you whether you do it or not. If you continue in my word, that's on you whether you do it or not. If you want to do it part-time, that's still up on you. It says if you continue in my word, that means that this is not a part-time thing. It's a continuing thing that you're continually being mindful of the ways of God. It's a continue that you're continuing to be mindful of are your ways pleasing his ways. That's what it is. If you continue, then are ye my disciples indeed. Then, when you continue in his word, then, that's when it is. You believe in him, now you're trying to continue in because you believe in him. Then are you my disciples. That's when you're my disciples, you're walking, you're talking, you're doing the things of God that's well-pleasing to the Father in the name of Jesus. and ye shall know the truth. The truth of the matter is that this world is going to be burned up. The truth of the matter is that Jesus is going to come back and he's going to meet the saints in the clouds. The truth of the matter is that the dead in Christ will hear the trumpet and will rise up. And we that remain that has the Spirit of God will be quickened and we'll be caught up to meet the Lord in the air and we'll be forever with the Lord. The truth of the matter is that hell is real. And a lot of people seem to think that earth is hell, but no, there is a place called hell. And you don't want to go to hell. For you that's just listening on the radio, this is Evangelist Kevin Allen, and I'm coming out of the Word of God, out of John, the 8th chapter. I'm dealing with verse 30, 31, and 32. As Jesus is talking to the people, and he's saying, Jesus is saying, then said Jesus unto the Jews, if you believe in me, him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. 32, it says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It's important that we become free through the word, because worldly philosophy is not going to do it. It's just like artificial grass. It's always going to be at that same level. It will never grow. It will never get brown. And it never feel like grass. You can't even twist it in your arms and pull it off. But the truth is important for you to know, because the Bible says, and you shall be free. The truth shall make you free. Make means it's a process. It's a process from you learning the lie into coming into the truth of the matter. The process is from coming as a baby, crawling, then stumbling and walking. It's a process. And some find it really quick, some find it really quick, and some find it really slowly. But it's a process for you to know the truth. It's imperative that you know the truth of the Word of God, that you digest the Word of God for what it is, the Word of God. You need to know the truth. You want to know, you know, you want to know the ending of all this. And I'm still on. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You shall know the truth. Jesus is saying he is the way, the truth. There it is, in the life. There's no life outside of Jesus. The reason why you're listening to this radio station right now is because the Lord has allocated this time right now for you to hear the truth. It was already set up on a six-day journey when God created everything. Everything has already been created. And this is the time where you need to know the truth. If you're struggling with issues out there, if you're struggling with insecurities out there, if you're struggling with loneliness out there, you should know the truth. The truth of the matter is that Jesus has promised, he says, I never leave you and never forsake you. You can give him back his word. That's the truth of it. The truth of the matter is, my brother, my sister, my mother, my father, the truth of the matter is that salvation is for you. Heaven is real. You can receive salvation in Jesus' name. There's no other way. There's no other doctrine on this world can get you into heaven. I was ministering to a Jehovah's Witness lady and telling her, she said that there's many different doctrines in the world. There's many different directions that you can get to heaven. But the Bible has said, Jesus has said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man can come unto the Father but by me. That's the truth of the matter. It's imperative that you know what's going on. It's imperative that you know the truth of the matter, that you see it for what it is. There's a lot of strange forms going on that you know what I'm talking about. But the truth of the matter is, says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty to praise him, hallelujah. Liberty to give him the glory, hallelujah. Liberty to worship him. Liberty to get down on your knees, run up and down that aisle, and shout because God has been so good to you. Because when you can make it to the church house, a lot of those old saints used to say, "Just if I can just make it to the church, I know I'll be all right. If I can just hear the word of God, I'll be all right." That's the liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That's the truth of the matter. He's over this world right now, waiting, inviting you. He's saying, "Behold, I'm standing at the door and knock." That's the truth of the matter. The Bible says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." You can tell somebody, "I've been set free through the word. I've been set free by believing in Jesus, becoming one of his disciples, following Jesus, doing the will of God, being sensitive to him, having a relationship with him, communing with him, fellowshipping with him. I've been set free through the word." Amen.
Put some hot sauce on it. I'm going to bring hot sauce to me.
Bless God.
Can we down?
All blessed
know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It's important that you be free. Jesus wants to set you free. I thank God for the word. I thank God for the inviting of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want a lot.
Yeah. Amen. This is a wonderful day that the Lord has made for the truth to be known. This is the day that the Lord has made. I want to offer salvation to anyone that's on the radio today, because it's important that we offer this salvation to you, because we don't know how much time we have. And it's so important that salvation comes to you, be offered to you. The book of Romans talks about if you can confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised up Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. All you have to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. You know, sometimes when you used to have a girlfriend and you was a little younger, you used to say, "I love you with all my heart." But that love is strictly for Jesus. There is a love called agape love. And there's all different forms of love. But when
today,
you love Jesus with all your heart, confess that Jesus has, God has raised him from the dead, the Bible says that you are saved. We want to offer you salvation today. No matter how bad the devil is lying to you, saying that you done the impardonable sin, you done raped your cousin, you may have stole from your parents, you may have just stole all the money from the vault at your job, you can still be saved today. Salvation is for you today. It's not that bad. Whatever that you think that you have done, that God already knows about it. He's waiting for you to confess it and just believe in your heart. You need to be saved. You need to be giving your life to the Lord while the blood is still running warm in your veins, because you don't know how much time that you have. And we offer this here on this radio station, that salvation is for you. For you. Don't deny. Don't say, "Well, I'm going to wait until Sunday come around." Sunday may not ever come around. Give your life to him right now. No matter what it is, no matter how bad it may seem, the devil is a liar, and he makes his lies real to you that God won't forgive you. But I'm here to tell you the truth to make you free. God will forgive you when you confess with your heart. All it says is that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, that's it. When you believe in your heart that God raised up Jesus from the dead, the Bible says, I didn't write it in there, and I didn't stick in your window to write it in there. The Bible says you are saved. And no matter what anybody says, it's a process. But the Bible says it shall make you free. bless the Lord God Almighty. You can reach me at 409-998-3801, and I will minister to you from the Word of God, and I will pray for you if something's on your mind that you need to get off your chest because somebody has messed with you and got you all upset. I will listen to you. I will be a sponge and hear you out. Then afterwards, I will ask you, do you want to pray? And if you don't want to pray, we can get off the phone, and I will pray for you anyway.
Amen.
That's how it is. That's what we're talking about right there. We're talking about being a helper to one another. It's not about how emotionally I may feel when I'm draining that night and sleeping. It's all about being a helper to one another because the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
We're going to take a 15-minute break, and I'm going to ask my brother if he would give a song, and we're going to come back. I'm going to turn it back into Sister Dolores. There she is.
Praise God. Praise God for that word. And we are blessed on tonight just to have Evangelist Kevin Allen here with us to bring that word. It's just wonderful to have true believers that will come with us.
Here's our beloved family of man. Take it back to the King.
No strength to fight.
I got the music playing.
Take my life. Thank you. Oh, Jesus, I offer you. Lead me there.
Thank you. I don't have much freedom. My heart comes to be fed. It's my offering.
Praise the living God. Praise the living God. Take me back to the King. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Yeah.
Amen.
Hello.
And we here, go ahead.
Okay. Well, we praise God for that word. Evangelist Allen has brought us the word tonight, and we praise God for that. He came out of Luke 8:31 and 33. Man, this is awesome because God wants to be obedient. He wants to make disciples out of us by obeying His teaching, and the truth will set us free. The truth will set us free. We will no longer be slaves to sin. No longer be slaves to sin. We can be free from sin. Just obeying the teachings of the Lord.
Amen. Is there anybody on the radio station have a question they want to ask? Is anybody got a question they want to ask?
Yes.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Ma'am?
Yes, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Can we get a little elaboration on the meaning of being in Christ? Specifically with the Bible verse, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
Okay, the word is, you're a new creature. When you've given your life over to God's Son through Jesus Christ, your new life is set different. You have parameters that are set by the Holy Ghost teaching and holy understanding. It teaches you to pray, to fast, to trust God, to take God at His word. Because when you take God at His word, you don't see what a lot of people have a lot of words, but it's not, as I was saying, this manner. You have to have it, beloved, according to what Jesus said. God spoke early, and He only spoke twice. He said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." That was one indication. When God spoke, He spoke no more, but He spoke to His Son. Jesus is the fullness of what God has set Him in the world. And through Jesus Christ, when a person has given their life to Him, when they leave out of the world of sin, cussing and lying and stealing, et cetera, according to the book of 1st, 2nd, 3rd Corinthians, Thessalonians, and when they leave from the sinner, they come to the feet and knees of Jesus Christ, and they receive Him as our Lord and Savior. that qualifies them to go to God through Jesus Christ. Amen. Anybody else?
My sister sent that beat, Navasola.
Yes.
Hello?
She's talking to me.
Well, the lines are, the lines are open. Is it just any question?
On the outside of second touchdown of the day. We move on to the fourth quarter. Kilgore would not die. They hung in there, and they got something going.
Put your phones on mute.
Ma'am?
I said put your phones on mute.
Well, let me tell you something. If yours on mute, push one. It lets you come into the line. Go ahead and push one. It lets you come on the line. Because I got all these lines open. But you have to push that. When you came online, push one. Now, let you come in. Go ahead.
Okay. Hello?
I'm here.
Acts 2:38.
Okay. What do they want to know about it?
That's the way you can be saved on Acts 2:38.
You can be saved in the beginning. See, you got to look at when I say this with understanding. Salvation comes through the name of Jesus Christ. While we were yet sinners, we didn't even know Jesus Christ. Acts 2:30 is the word that this apostles put out. And let me get the word so I can be right in tune with you, because I want you to see what God is saying. And God
Amen.
Is saying, someone got Acts 2:38. Everybody should know Acts 2:38. But does that everybody know, ma'am?
Repent.
And do what?
Be baptized, every one of you.
And be baptized. Now, when you take that, let's go back to the book of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And when John came repenting, did he not? Was that for the Jews or was that for the Gentiles? Question. Anybody can talk to him. Let's talk. Was that when John the Baptist came back, he said, repent? Ma'am? I don't hear somebody. Hello?
Missing.
Go ahead and talk to me, sister. Go ahead, Justin McKenna. Go ahead.
I was just listening. I was asking you about Acts 2:38.
Yeah, 2:38.
Yeah, because you were saying about Romans 10:9. Confess with
yes.
your mouth, and you shall be saved. And then I was just
right.
going on to Acts 2:38.
Okay.
So that you can be saved by there too, repenting and being baptized.
Well, you see, let's take our hand. We take our hand and we spread it out. We got a H-A-N-D. But if we lose our thumb, our false thing. If the hand is no longer there, but the fingers are not there. When we come to get salvation, comes to the name of Jesus Christ. When we receive Him, we receive Him as our Lord, our Savior, our intercessor, our one who sits at the right hand of God for us. And I've seen through the years when people raise the issues on Acts 2:38. So my question is, okay, Acts 2:38, what about when John came preaching? What about when Peter came preaching in the Revelation? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What kingdom? The kingdom of God is at hand. When we come, because Jesus said in Mark 22, verses 29 and 32, he said, listen. He said, I want to tell you something. When the guys was arguing about where this is going to sit, how it's going to sit, Jesus said, wait a minute, hold it, fella. He said, let me tell you something. I'm going to give you a kingdom. That's what Jesus said to all the believers. I'm going to give you a kingdom as my Father gave you a kingdom. What kind of kingdom is God? I told some people, and they sent out there and looked into the universe. What do you see? They said, number the kingdom out there. I said, that's what God has given you. As far as your eyes can see. Now, in giving you that kingdom, he gives you that because you have come and come under his authority. Not a pastor, not a teacher, not a five-fold minister, but you have come under the authority of Jesus Christ. When you come under the authority, you come under the authority to do what God says. No man can tell you to go and tell somebody. If the Holy Ghost doesn't tell you, Acts 2:38, but you shall receive power, that the powers that come upon you, and you shall do this. What? We who believe, because it was of God through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm just listening to you. I had another one about the chosen one.
Okay, who was the chosen one?
A believer.
Ma'am?
I was just asking some questions, that's all.
Well, that's what it's all about. Let's ask questions. I'm here. I don't know all the answers, but I say what
to answer some of those questions about the chosen one. Who is the chosen one?
Okay. The chosen one.
What it say when it says you are chosen?
He said, I am chosen. Go to the book of Colossians.
Is it Colossians or Peter?
Both of them.
Okay.
Because you're going to find there the chosen one. The chosen one are the chosen ones, parenthesis. The chosen ones are the ones chosen to do God's will. And we on the earth realm, as my brother said earlier, we got to make sure that we got to enter into a straight path, a straight gate. You can
make
come
your
in on
calling
the
in a lecture?
Ma'am?
Is that making your calling in election sure?
I'm trying to hear you say it again.
Is that making your calling and election sure?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, this is a Baptist concept of years that I passed through election. What is your election? Your election has been made sure.
Doing the will of God.
Doing
the
will
of God. Hallelujah.
Yes. And because when I pastored a church at Wellborn, for 5 years down there in Weldon, Texas, I tried to get a lot of people to understand the most important of receiving the name of Jesus Christ. Some people can hear, but, you know, like many people have told me in my teaching and my studying of years, a lot of time, Dr. McClung, is that people can hear, but they don't let it ring through their ears.
Right.
See, the word says, hearing comes by hearing the word of God.
Faith comes by hearing.
That's what it is. And we are, see, God is a God of faith. And in the faith factor, God does not have to do with this stuff we see in the world we live in. God don't have time for this stuff. He's a God of faith. He said, I've spoken. into existence.
Come
and
on.
And when God did into existence, he speaks what we are. We are to become the God kind of faith. The God kind of faith. What kind of faith does God have? God speaks
kind of
everything into existence.
Hallelujah.
And I tell people, I say, well, let me
let
ask you this question. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. See, and when you look at it, Jesus said, because you have not, you ask not.
Because you ask in a mess, you don't know how to ask. When you ask.
And they said, Lord, they said, remember
when you
said,
share receive.
Amen.
Amen.
But you know, one of the things I found, Dr. McClendon, is this, is that the more we move into the Word of God, the more we search it. See, it's a problem. It's a problem.
It's your own sin of salvation.
That's it. And
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
We live in a time where we live at today where there's got to be one voice.
Come on.
One understanding.
One God, one Son, one baptism.
One God, one understanding. Because God cannot lie. God will not lie.
No, I can't. Repent.
When you read Psalm 91, it says, God brings this very horrendous candid to us. He that dwell, I dwell in the city of the Most High.
Come on.
I dwell where God will. I dwell on his wing. You have to look at it from a perspective, because the world we live in, the Republicans, the Democrats are not making any better. The Independents are not making any better. It behooves us to believe. Too many that believe in my name. In my name, not in the name of the president, the governor, the mayor, and so-and-so, brother, so-and-so. He said, in my name, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus Christ, all things are possible. Not some things.
But all things.
But all things. And I share this with those living. You're talking to a dead man who God raised. When I had a stroke, when the enemy came in and attacked me 3.5 years ago, I couldn't do nothing.
Yeah.
I was motionless, stayed on my right side. But God, because
but
I had
God.
The word was hidden in my heart. See,
amen.
When you hide the word in your heart,
you
have put faith
yeah.
there. Ain't nobody
amen.
Come and take it away.
Amen.
No, they can fight you, but they can't do nothing.
Amen.
Glory to God. And that's why I played that record for us. Take me to the King.
Yeah.
Take me to the King.
What is that? Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you.
See, but I will say this. Everybody in this earth room we live, from Texas to New York to Chicago, California, we got to love them.
Amen.
In spite of their wrongdoing, we got to love them. But we got to also know God does not accept that wrongdoing, lying, cheating, stealing. What God accepts is a righteous heart.
Amen.
That's what God is looking for.
Righteous.
God is not looking for me to be better than what I am. God is looking for a righteous heart.
Holy.
I don't care how
that's
much
right.
you got, how much you think. The poorest man in the world is the richest man.
Right. Peace and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Amen. I ask this question to the listening audience. When Jesus was being crucified, one of the malefactors on the was being with him. He said, Lord, will you remember me this day?
Every day.
Will you remember me this day? What day? This day. What day was it?
Yes.
That day that was the crucified. He said, this day I shall remember you. How did he remember? That creates a lot of study right there. Because there was a place prepared. It is called the Abraham bosom. Okay. It's a place where all souls. And I showed the people in the book, in the scripture, where God said to play slavery. What? Yeah, that's what God did. God has a special place where we who have died needed by the souls at.
Jeez.
And that's what he cried in the book of Revelation. He said, Lord, how long? How long? He said, not long. How long is long? Not long. Well, how long is not long? Not long. Because only God has the answer.
Jeez.
And I'm so glad to hear you and all the people you had on. You had about, you had 8 people. But now you got 4 that dropped out. But that's what it's all about. That's
Amen.
What it's about. It's not about me or you. It's about Jesus Christ. And Brother Allen says, somebody out there, somebody, don't let the enemy hold you down. Don't let it hold you back. The devil lies.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
He doesn't lie. See, the power of God is invested in the sons of God. And that's inclusive of women also. The power is invested in the sons of God. Jesus said, I give unto you authority. What is authority?
The
thread on the... I give you authority to put in your way. Speak to that mountain.
Hallelujah.
Move. Whatever the situation is. People, can you go with me on a 3-day fast, a 5-day fast, a 4-day fast, a 40? No, that's too much time being wasted. Who do you love? Do you love
Come
the blessings of See, when you love God, you don't mind giving up food.
Come on.
You don't mind, friend. And some people say they want it, they lie like 900. If I love them, they lie. Because I was a liar one time. I said, I want to say it. Wasn't going to go and fast a bit more than a monkey would shoot at a moon. Because I want to do what I want to do. But when I come to know my true Savior, I know how much love he has for me, how much compassion he has for me, and God said, whatsoever you need, he said, I'll be there for you. Whatever
Amen.
You need, he said, ask it in my name.
Hallelujah.
I'll do it. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He said, I'll do it.
Glory to God.
I'll do it. Whatever it is.
Believe it. Share, receive it.
Amen.
2 or 3, yes. Agree on anything.
Anybody?
Touch anything.
Anybody
Thank
else
you,
got
Jesus.
Any questions, doctor? Anybody else got any questions? Hello, I tell you, listen. I see your numbers, but I can't make you talk to me. You got a question?
I think I didn't ask most of my questions.
Is anybody else? Well, let me make a bold statement. God wants to baptize somebody tonight that called in. He wants to baptize them tonight with the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Bless God.
But
Bless
you know
God.
What? That person is somewhat nervous. But you don't have to let us know who you are. Just get online and just, and we're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for everybody. See, I learned this here.
I just intercede for my sisters and brothers to receive in the name of Jesus. I stand in the gap.
Amen.
I intercede for my family members that they will receive the ghost and the evidence of speaking in tongues.
Amen. A lot of folks
Hallelujah.
Are speaking in tongues. What are you talking about, speaking in tongues, girl? We ain't speaking in no tongue. We got a tongue we speak. Is that what you're talking about? No. It is a new manifestation that God does in man. Because God takes that old tongue out and put a new tongue in. And like I tell folks, I'm not a Jew or Gentile. I'm a new creation. We are a new creation because God has done it. Jesus said that he went and tore down the wall that divided us. Hallelujah. 409, do you have a question for us? 409, you have a question for us? Amen. Anybody else got a question, a statement of what they want to say? The lions are wild ones.
That's why I went to ask 238 when you said, when I just said, I'm just going to intercede for my family to get the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. That's how they know they have it, by the evidence of speaking in tongues. And I was just praying that they were, I was interceding that they would receive it. Because you say somebody would be want to be baptized.
Well, I can say this much. I can say this for you, man. 1 Corinthians 15:57. It says this: but thanks be unto God, who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Gives us victory, or what? That they be filled with the Holy Ghost, that they be cleansed. See, we have to get them to understand. It's like going fishing. Jesus said to Peter, he said, Peter, he said, if you follow me, I'll make you a great fisherman. If you take the latter part of it, he said, Peter, he said, I'm going to make you a fisherman that you've never seen before, a fisherman of men. And he led the greatest people, over 3,000 plus, to the name of Jesus Christ. And, but thanks be unto God, which gives us victory. What victory? Victory for your family, my family, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, some of them love you, some of them don't appreciate you, but you still going to fast and pray for them. Am I right, doctor?
Amen. That's right.
Amen. But I know that, see, I got people that are listening around the world. See, this radio station is www.blogtalkradio.com, KSK Radio. We are talking around the world. I've talked with some people from India some time ago. I talked to some people from England. We talk around the world because we're taking the gospel. See, the best way we get the gospel through now, we don't have the money that some of these other big churches have, and they ain't doing nothing with it. But we have what God has made available for us. Can, within a micro moment, we can reach the world. And when I say call that number, 347-850-8955, I don't care where you are. If you're in California, if your line shows up here, I got you. You got a question? See, right now, in the Hempstead area, I'm asking God to let a great revival ever start right down there.
Amen. Praise God.
And you know what the devil is saying? The devil is saying, ain't going to happen. Yes, it is. Because God's laying hands upon four shamans. Hallelujah.
Glory
to
God.
God is casting his hand upon somebody. Somebody not going to be able to sleep after this radio station tonight. Somebody is not going to be able to do it.
Come on, preacher.
Amen. Praise God. Let's hear this. Let's hear another song. Amen. Do you love it? Do you love
Amen.
It?
Hallelujah. I love it.
I love it. I don't know about y'all. I love it.
I love it too.
Praise God.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I got some numbers here. I wrote them all down. And I'll just say your last four is 454. Do you want us to pray for you? All you have to do is just, you know, Let me do it. I want to. 4054. 4054. 4054. Okay. I'm going to call a number. 1641, I know that one. And then 2436. Do you want us to pray for you? Amen. I want you to do this for me. You that I just called up, but I want to go to 24:36, and I want you to lay your hands upon your left shoulder right now in the name of Jesus. I know you're listening. I know you're listening. Lay your hands upon your shoulder.
Amen.
Father,
Father,
in the name of Christ.
In the name of Christ.
We come together in the name of Jesus Christ. We come with the Father in the name of Jesus. We come with the angels on assignment. We come with the blood of Jesus. And we declare and decree at this very time the request has been made. Oh, there it goes. There's a touch on your body right now. There is a touch on your body right now.
Oh, Jesus, thank you.
There is some fire all on your right side. God. Hey, God is opening up something for you. He's doing something. But he ain't going to fight you. If you don't want to talk tonight, he's going to fight you. But he wants you to let him know. He says, God can't do this. But the power of God.
Hallelujah.
The power.
Thank you.
Amen. So I say to you, cast all these struggling thoughts against God.
Yeah,
and wondering, so to say, Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, your only beloved Son, because my body needs a healing, right?
I see you crying,
but it's all about God.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Glory to God.
In the minute you, glory to God, she lifting her, that person lifting their hands to God. Total submission. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the person that was barking, I'm going to say this. Hallelujah. Your last number was 5714. I'm sending up on you now the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever you're going through, whatever you're doing right now, the fire of the Holy Ghost is upon you. For one day, Tikiri, I showed you. Lame Bikilodo. Oh, my God. I take a part of every evil spirit in that area, 50 miles around. We take a part and we plead the blood of Jesus like never before.
Hallelujah.
Heartaches and headaches and footaches and all that to the body. All these things, Lord, right now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Father.
We love you so, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise him.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
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 Anybody got any questions to make what God has done for them? I'm an old country boy, and I just believe. If you can't hear the horn, you don't know it's quitting time. God is touching somebody right now. God is touching somebody, Dr. Malou. God is touching somebody right now.
Amen.
He's touching them right now. Don't be ashamed that the devil know. You lost the battle. You done lost his battle.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Battle is over. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead and say something. Go ahead and say something. You had a word. Come on, you had a word. Say to us.
Amen.
Amen. You gonna do the tonight? You gonna get up doing the holy dance?
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
From the top of your head, there's fire falling on you right now.
Hallelujah.
Hey, hey.
Yes, Lord.
Fire of the Holy Spirit fall on you right now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then
thank you, Lord. Lord, we just destroy. We destroy all the evil. We destroy it in the name of Jesus. And we declare and decree this is our brother. And we declare and decree it belongs to God. It belongs to the kingdom of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We take us all yes. Doing right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus.
Ooh.
Hallelujah.
I know it's
glory.
Isn't yes, that the man Lord. Says, that leading a piece of hot bed, too hot to help.
Nah.
My. But I want you to know, we're honey ain't done nothing. It's all about God. God chose to the doctor. He chose her. And she said, I will. And as a result, is she doing our will? She's doing our will. Say, I will. See, God said, immediately, the Holy Ghost came upon them. Immediately. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, immediately, now.
Come on. God,
see, the church has got to be straight down there. Because they can't get to heaven, like the brother said. If a lot of people ain't going to heaven, they're going to burst hell wide open.
Wow.
I don't want to go to hell. Anybody want to go to hell, say amen.
I don't want to go.
I love it. Because every time. And I want to be one of y'all prayer warriors. I want to pray with you. I want you to know. Go ahead, Sister McClendon. Have your word in it. Go ahead.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Go ahead.
Oh. Yeah, praise the Lord. I thank God for that word. I thank for the callers that have called in and asked questions and getting the word of God so they may be knowledgeable about what's going on. I thank God for this moment. I thank God for blessing us to be here together and those listeners who are listening. This is truly a blessing tonight. I have here again with us for a word. I have my brother here, Evangelist Kevin Allen, and he has a word from us for the Lord. And I thank God for the night. I thank God for this message because it has enlightened me tonight. And it's blessing my soul. So I thank God for it. I thank God for someone who's concerned enough about others to pray for us, that we may not be lost, that we may, our souls we're saved. So we, it's just truly a blessing. I'm going to let Pastor Evangelist Kevin Allen give us another word from the Lord, and may the Lord bless each and every one of us as he speaks to us. Through him in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. There is truly the Holy Ghost is being in this place and all through this radio, just the presence of the Holy Ghost and Lord, as we give him glory, as we break the bread, life found in Jesus Christ, we thank the Lord once again for another opportunity to share the word of God in encouraging you to give your life to Christ. Nothing else is going to do. I want to talk to you today in the book of Revelation. Yeah, a lot of people don't want to go in the book of Revelation, but it's important that we realize what God is saying in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you right now. We thank you for everything that you have done. I'm asking that you open up every heart right now to receive the word of God. Father, shower down wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, it's through your name, your son's name, Father, we ask. And we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Truly, God is good. And if you go to your Bibles, in the third chapter, I'm going to be dealing with just the third chapter in two verses, or four verses, so to speak. I want to talk to you about Revelations number chapter 3, verse number 5 and 6. And if my Bible turns the page, and I'm going to talk to you about 12 and 13. Amen. Revelations chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 and 12 and 13. I want to talk to you today about being an overcomer. Amen. Being an overcomer. Amen. Amen. In the book of Revelation chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, the word of God is saying, "He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." Now the sixth verse says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." And if you turn your page over here, well, my Bible turns the page, but some of your Bibles are staying right there. Verse number 12 and 13, it says, "Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. And he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches." Amen. I want to talk to you about being an overcomer. Being an overcomer in Jesus. Because one of the things that when you think about being an overcomer, we have all overcome certain obstacles in our lives, certain infirmities in the body, certain health effects, used to have headaches and don't have headaches anymore, certain functions of life as far as not being able to get that job because of the color of your skin or just being ridiculed by your own about not learning as correctly or speedily or just the way that you talk or all different manner of situations that you can be an overcomer. I just want you to ponder that thought right now as far as being an overcomer. But what I'm going to be getting down to is in the Word of God is being an overcomer in Jesus.
Amen.
Naturally, so there's overcomers that's just in a natural standpoint of view. But the being overcomer, Jesus is an overcomer in all points of life that we know it on this side. He's an overcomer in all things in heaven because everyone worships the Lamb of God. There's, the Bible says, there's no other name given among men by which we must be saved. And they worship God in the Lamb. They threw their crowns before the Lamb in God. And they worship, saying, "Thou art worthy, O Lord." See, it's important that we realize how great God is and how God has given this us an authority over all the enemy and the works of the enemy. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So,
amen.
It says, "And he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment." Once you was once filthy, but when you decided to give your life to Christ, you became an overcomer over the works of the enemy. It didn't say that the enemy was just going to stop messing with you, leave you alone. But it's a continual overcoming with a TH on the end of it. It's important that you understand that you are an overcomer in all things. The Bible says that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And if you can do all things through our Lord and Savior that's strengthening you, that means that you are an overcomer. When you find yourself without a job and you can trust me in the Lord, you're an overcomer now that you have a job. When you find yourself without a ride and the Lord bless you to have a ride, you're an overcomer because the Lord bless you to have a ride.
these situations, when you find yourself sick at the midnight hour, and weeping may do it for a moment, but joy comes in alone, morning time. See, in that morning time, you're an overcomer because once you were sick, but now you get joy. It's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the word overcomer. It's a continual process. We overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. We overcome the works of the enemy.
Yes.
Through our faith in Jesus Christ, we overcome the things that the enemy tries to hold us back. We overcome the living of different doctrines of churches when we know the truth and we start acting in the truth. We're an overcomer. Now that we are set free, we can see exactly clearly. That means that you're an overcomer. When you when you had that drug habit, and the Lord delivered you, you became an overcomer. When you had that, when you were called an alcoholic and you were sleeping in the ditch, sleeping on the benches in the park, now that you have not have that habit anymore because God has delivered you and set you free, you're an overcomer of that. You can tell somebody, I used to be like that. You're an overcomer. You can give God all the glory. When you had the broken marriage, the broken relationships, and now that God has blessed you with a spouse that's wonderfully made just for you, you can say that I'm an overcomer, and I give God the glory. When you you find yourself in the church fashion, and they exclude you out of the functions of the church, and God blesses you to elevate you and still give you a choice, saying, I'm charging you to do this here, and you start being obedient to the word, you can say that I'm an overcomer over the strange doctrines of the church. There's doctrine that you can be overcoming with. Just because it's happening in the church doesn't mean it is God. You can be an overcomer. There's all different kinds of ways that you can be an overcomer. You may have bad handship writing, but you can be an overcomer. But what I'm really getting at is the word of God of you being an overcomer over all the works of the enemy, over all the works of the enemy, even the iniquities of your own self that nobody else knows but you and the Lord. You can be an overcomer over all of those hidden sins. You can be an overcomer over all the works of the enemy. No matter how he come against you, the devil is alive. It's important that you read this here, and he says, in the fifth verse, he says, and he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. You won't be in your natural clothes anymore. You'll be clothed in white raiment. And the reward of it is being clothed because you're an overcomer. It doesn't stop there, and it says, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. That's a wonderful thing by being an overcomer.
Amen.
Because when you're an overcomer, your name is not blotted out of the Lamb's book of life. That's one of the greatest factions that you can ever get. First is knowing Jesus. Secondly is knowing that your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. There's thousands of people in this earth that names are not written in the Lamb's book of life, and they're dying as I speak right now. But you are an overcomer, my brother, my sister, my mother, and my father. You can do all things through Christ that's within you. The Bible is saying that, and they overcame him by the words of their testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. You are an overcomer.
Amen.
Continuing on in the word. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. We know that the host of angels are always around the Father. The glory of the Father sitting on the throne on the right side of the Lord, Jesus Christ, is sitting right there. He's confessing your name before the Father.
Yes, Lord.
Because you are an overcomer.
Amen.
And he's confessing your name before the holy angels.
Glory
that's constantly around the Father.
Amen.
beholding the glory of the Father. Bless God.
Amen.
Because you are an overcomer. How do one continue to be an overcomer? By staying in the truth.
Right.
How do one continue to be overcomer? By continually believing in Jesus, by their faith not wavering, working your faith.
Amen.
Be the doer of the word, not just a hearer only. It's important that you be an overcomer by being a doer of the word of God, that you recognize the word of God for what it is. It's the truth. You are an overcomer by the truth of the word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The sixth verse says, and he that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Having an ear to hear is another reward for you being an overcomer because the Holy Spirit is talking to you. You're able to hear this, what the Spirit says to the church. And you are a body of the church. So you can hear. Someone that's not an overcomer cannot hear what the Spirit is saying to the church because they're wrapped up in the carnal nature. Someone that's not an overcomer cannot see the kingdom of God. It's so far from us. They keep darting, they keep trying, but they can't see it. Someone that's not an overcomer will continue to say, well, it's okay for me to smoke, but the side of that pack says it's bad for your health. Someone that's not an overcomer saying, well, God made wine, well, they use it excessively, and they get drunk, and they become beside themselves. They're not an overcomer. They can't control their habits once they get that level, and then something else starts falling up. That spirit starts creeping up, making them say things that they ought not to say. Can't hold their tongue back. Can't close their mouth. Going about fixing that. My brother, my sister, you can be an overcomer. I want to encourage you today to strive to continue to be an overcomer in all of the attributes in Christ. Nothing else is mattering. That should never matter. Because the reward of you being an overcomer is that Jesus is confessing your name before our Father.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is confessing your name before the holy angels.
Amen.
By you becoming an overcomer. That's why the greatest thing that earthly people do, you know, they get these accolades about meeting the president and the president shaking his hand, going to the White House. Well, just think how great that is. Nothing on this earth can ever imagine the accolades of being that your name. Nothing. They can put every kind of praise, every kind of function, every kind of glorious function that's on this earth all together, and it still will not matter behind what heaven is. Having your name mentioned before the Father. Jesus is saying, this is calling your name. And he's telling these angels, this is calling your name. But isn't that worth it being an overcomer? That the Jesus, our Lord and Savior, that died for us, yet rose again the third day, he's calling your name before the Father. Hallelujah. He's calling your name before the holy angels. And guess what? The Bible says there's innumerable angels in heaven. We don't know how many. But the Lamb of God is calling your name before the Father. The one that created you, the one that knows everything about you, the one that can count your hairs upon your head. He knows exactly the time and the date and the second when your hair starts turning a different color and going gray.
Amen.
He knows exactly the time and the chance when you wake up the very second in the day. He knows the time and chances when the accident that you were about to have, he just barely just pushed that car out of the way or delayed you for a few minutes.
Jeez.
Your name is being called before the Father. That's the earth cannot receive nothing like that. There's no kind of glory upon this earth. If you can compare them all in Solomon and all his glory, Hezekiah, all his remnants, whatever that case may be, every function of earthly nature can never compare to your name being called by our Lord and Savior Jesus before the Father. That should make you want to shout and say, I'm going to be an overcomer because I want my name called before the Father. I want my name mentioned before the holy angels. I want my name mentioned. I say, your name, the Bible says it. He says, your name, I will call your name before my Father.
Yes, ma'am.
Because you have been an overcomer. You endured temptation. You endured trials. You endured stoning. You endured prosecution. You endured being talked about. You endured being spit on. You endured being racially accused for something that you didn't do. You endured all of these things for the blood of Jesus, for the name of Jesus. And Jesus is saying, I'm going to call your name before my Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
That is so awesome. When you think about that, the earth can't give you enough gold. Hallelujah. The earth can't give you enough diamonds. For your name being called before the majesty of the Almighty God.
Ooh,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
You will get a chance to see God's glory in his best.
Thank you,
Moses
Lord.
Just wanted to see it from the earthly side of it. He said, show me your glory. But God said, Jesus is saying, I'm going to mention your name before the Father. And you won't have to leave this temple no more because I'm going to give you a new name. I'm going to write Jerusalem upon you. The new city that's coming down from my God. I'm going to write it down because you know why? You have been an overcomer. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Lord. You endured the people that was talking about you. You endured the people that said it ain't want nothing to do with you. But God is saying, I'm going to call your name before the Father. Don't you want to shout about that? I'm going to call your name before the innumerable numbers of angels because you've been an overcomer. You're overcoming the devil. You're overcoming the people that were saying that I got these bruises from the house of my friends. You overcame all of that. In the name of Jesus. You overcame being laid off from this job. You overcame being laid off from that job. The devil was telling you to go back. But you were saying, I'm going all the way with the Lord. I got my mind made up. And the devil said, we didn't see it like that. But the Bible said you became an overcomer. Hallelujah. You overcame all of that, and you kept your mind and your eyes stayed on Jesus. And God is saying, I'm calling your name in the presence of my Father. I'm going to call your name in the presence of his holy angels.
Thank you, Lord.
And the 12th verse is saying, not only am I going to call your name, but I will make a pillow in the temple of my God. A pillow. That means that you ain't got to ever move. You are stationed in the presence of the Father just like these angels. You are pillowed in the presence of my Father. I will make a pillow in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. I will write upon him the name of my God. Good God Almighty, I thank the Lord for that. And the name of the holy city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name.
Yes,
all of those blessings is for you by you being an overcomer.
Thank you, Lord.
It's for you to be mindful of where you're going. This may be the last chance of me ministering the word of God to you that's on the radio. But I thank God for the word.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I have no other mind than to live for the Lord. I'm encouraging every person that's hearing this voice on the internet and on the radio. This is for you by you being an overcomer.
Amen.
These blessings for you not having to ever leave the temple of the Lord, having your name written not ever leaving out of the temple. In the New Jerusalem, and then on the top of that, Jesus' name is going to be written on you. His new name is going to be written on you.
Hallelujah.
You are going to have tattoos on your body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you'll never have to leave. And your name will be written there. Your name will be saying, I'm writing my name upon you because you've been an overcomer. Hallelujah. You've been overcoming this ways of the world.
Yes, Lord.
And you're never going to have to leave the temple. The New Jerusalem is coming down, and you'll be riding that monster.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And you're going to have those tattoos on you. And God is going to be glorified.
Yes,
and your name, your new name, Jesus is going to write my new name on you. He says, I will write my new name upon you.
Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. That's what it's all about.
Yes, Lord.
Serving Jesus. That's what it's all about.
Thank you, Lord.
Being in the temple or in the presence of the glory of God.
Yes, Lord. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Blessings upon you.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Thank you.
Be an overcomer.
Amen.
You'll find it in the Word. I didn't sneak through your window to write this in your Bible.
Come on.
This is the Word of God. This is a blessing for you that being an overcomer. You overcome the things of this world. You overcame your own hatred of yourself. Jesus said, you got to hate your own self and follow me.
Not only
mother and father, wife and children, you got to hate your own self. And when you overcome your own self, it's not about your emotional attributes. It's all about you heeding the word of God. Join the word of God. Bless the Lord Jesus Christ.
Name Jesus.
Thank the Lord Jesus for the word.
Lord, I thank you.
For someone that don't know Jesus in a pardon of their sin, we want to offer you the road of salvation. We want to offer you salvation found only in Jesus Christ so that you can be an overcomer. You may have a habit, but you can be an overcomer.
Amen.
You can be an overcomer in Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Joel, he says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered.
Yeah.
And in the book of James, it talks about faith overcoming, you shall be saved. In the prayer of faith shall save the sick.
Yes.
And the Lord shall raise him up. If he hath committed any sin, they shall be forgiven. That means that you're saved. Right there. When your sins have been forgiven, that means that you're saved.
That's right.
Give your life to Jesus.
Amen.
All you have to do is call on him, confess, Lord, I'm a sinner, but I need a Savior, and I'm asking you to come into my heart. Forgive me of all of my sins. And right that instant, right there, you're saved. When you're struggling with situations, when you find things in your house knocking, when you find things in your house moving around, when you're struggling inside yourself with somebody telling you to do things that you don't want to do, you can be delivered.
Amen.
When you find yourself in awe of yourself, hating yourself, and your the devil is lying to you and telling you to do certain things, give your life to Jesus. Call somebody. Call a brother or sister that's serious about the Lord.
Amen.
Call someone that's living a standard of life before the Lord.
Yes.
Call them. Get some help. You don't have to go to Jenny Craig. You don't have to go over to California to take his money. Because what we have right here is more powerful than that. They may have a 12-step program. But we have a one-step solution. And the answer is Jesus. Jesus can fix it all.
Amen.
Jesus can. The Bible says Jesus went about healing all manner of sickness and disease. The Bible says people came to Jesus
and he healed all of them.
Oh.
Man, to give you a 12-step solution, but we got that solution. We got the answer. Jesus is the answer. You can give your life to Jesus. You don't have to worry about what tomorrow is going to bring. You can give your life tonight to Jesus, and you can be in paradise in the morning. We don't know. But we want to offer you the road of salvation because it's so vital right now. What's going on in the world, things are happening in the world. You read about it and you see it on the television all the time. Calamity is going on. You know, just this week, two women was fighting on the side of the highway because they had a fender bender, and a guy was out there taping them because he's never seen anything like that. They got to fighting out there, and then sooner or later they started talking. And the laws never came, so they drove on off.
Hmm.
You have to watch yourself out there. Things are happening out there, and it's been happening like a mighty whirlwind.
Come on.
You can just call them just that quick. It may have not been your fault. You may have just got caught up.
Yeah.
That's the reason why you want to give Christ your life.
Amen.
He's a warning. He's a warning before a storm.
Mm-hmm.
He can protect you in the midst of a storm.
Right.
God can shield you. He can cover you. Man cannot cover you.
Mm-hmm.
Give your life to Jesus.
Amen.
When you need someone to talk to you, when you need someone to pray for you, when you need to get it off your chest, you can call me. My number is 409-998-3801. All for Jesus through the word of God to you.
Hallelujah.
Not this worldly philosophy, but it's through the word of God.
Amen.
Because what you need is Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus. The answer to all of your problems is Jesus. The answer to all of your prayers, your concerns, your family members, your children is Jesus. The reason why your children are still living today and you are still living and the axis of the world is still turning is because of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord, I thank you.
No other reason. I don't care what they say. I don't care what the scientists say.
Jesus.
No other reason why we're here existing today is because of the Lamb of God, Jesus.
Man.
If God wouldn't have never gave the world his son,
come on,
we wouldn't be here. This earth would have been caught with fire many, many centuries ago.
Right.
But we thank the Lord for the blood of Jesus. We thank the Lord for the Lamb of Jesus. I encourage you today to be an overcomer through the righteousness of Jesus. No other righteousness in this world, no other way that you can get to heaven but by Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. I hope this good message stirs you up to encourage you, not to put you in fear, but to encourage you that the Bible says, he that overcometh. The rewards for you being an overcomer is so, so wonderful. It says, in the 12th verse, he says, he that overcometh, will I make a pillow in the temple of my God. I will make a pillow in the temple of my God. And he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God. He's going to tattoo you up. And the name of the city of my God. He will tattoo you up, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven for my Father, for my God. And I will write upon him my new name. Jesus can write on me every day.
Amen. Oh, Jesus.
I don't mind one bit.
Amen.
Some of these scars of connecting to Jesus are his writing.
Hallelujah.
Because the Bible says if you want to reign with him, you must suffer with him.
There you go.
So you're right. Let Jesus write upon you. The cares of this life doesn't mean anything because of why? You're focused in knowing where you're going.
Amen.
And you're an overcomer.
Glory, 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 glory.
Bless the hearer and the reader and more importantly, the doer of the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
May the Lord continue to bless you. May the Lord continue to enlighten you in his word. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you. Here, Sister Delores.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for that message. That was a wonderful message coming out of the book of Revelation. We give God the glory for it. We give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. And this message is for everyone, you know, and anyone that's searching and seeking for the Lord Jesus Christ, this message is for you. Take hold of it. Take it by faith. Believe in that the Lord Jesus Christ will do all that he said he will do. We can overcome by the blood of the Lamb. We can overcome. This message is a wonderful message coming out of the book of Revelation. I thank God. God said he knows all the things that we do. And when he was talking to Sardius, he was talking to the church in Sardius in Revelation. He said, I know all the things that you do, that you have a reputation for being alive, but you are dead. We need to wake up. We need to all wake up and begin to serve the Lord with all our hearts and begin to go out and minister to others that the light may shine on them, that they may know and come to Christ. And, you know, so many children nowadays, because when we were growing up, we had so many people to pray for us and to give us guidance and admonish us in a good way. But now the children, as Lord spoke to me and said, go and tell them to pray for their children and come to Christ, because their children are going to prison like they're going to college.
Come on.
So many things are happening, and we need to come together and begin to pray so these young people can know the Lord, not know of him, but know him and have a personal relationship with him, that they may not perish. There's too many children perishing for a lack of knowledge. And there seems to be nobody to guide them. And the ones that are the true believers that are trying, they can't get to, we got to pray for more laborers. Because there's not enough laborers to go around. We got to pray for more laborers, that God will send us out into the world so these people will be healed, delivered, and set free, and not a slave to sin, not a slave. They won't be in bondage the rest of their life and perishing for a lack of knowledge. So we thank God and give God the glory for this message, this wonderful message, and enlighten us. And if we allow the Lord to come into our life, all who are victorious will be clothed in white. He will never erase our names from the book of life, but will announce our name before the Father and his angels. Ooh, hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. 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 Anyone who is willing to hear, listen to the Spirit, and understand what the Spirit is saying to the churches, to the God's people. We want to hear and understand. We want to ask God for that understanding. Lord, you help us and guide us. Lead us by your Holy Spirit that we may know. We may go out and tell someone else. We may keep this bread on our lips. We may keep this bread on our lips so that we may share with someone else who is in need, who is hungry. We don't want to let anyone go hungry when we have bread to share. So that's why God has blessed us to come together for such a time as this and to learn from each other, that God's Holy Spirit may pour out in each and every one of us. It works with us differently. He may teach you one thing and teach me another, but we can put it together, two or three joined together in his name. There he is also, speaking the word of God, that we may be healed, delivered, and set free, and take this message out into the world and share it with others. We just give God the glory on tonight, and we thank God for this wonderful message and enlighten us and reminding some of us, because some of us haven't heard it in a while. Sometimes we have to be reminded. We know it, and we have to be reminded. The Lord said, write it up on the tablet of your heart, and in due season, hallelujah, he will bring these things back to us, and that's what he's doing with some of us tonight. And some of you, it may be your first time hearing it, or you may need to be refreshed, and thank God that you're listening, that you're hearing on the radio tonight. We want to give God the glory tonight. Thank the Lord for Dr. Hunter. We want to thank all the listeners who are listening, all those who had questions. And if you have questions in the future, Feel free. Feel free, because that's how you learn. Feel free to call in and ask questions. Feel free to ask questions, whatever you need to know. So, Lord, we give God the glory for this tonight, and we thank God for Dr. Hanna for allowing us to be a participant on the radio tonight. Dr. Hanna, are you there?
I'm listening.
Praise Lord. Praise the Lord. It's been a wonderful night. We have been blessed tonight with the word. We have been enlightened, and it's just truly a blessing. Truly a blessing. We give God all the glory. We just want to continue to stay in the word and continue to pray for our sisters and brothers in Christ and those that are not in Christ. And if we can help someone, let our light so shine that men may see that Christ is within us, you know, that they might want to come running. I can remember a time when we lived down the street from a church. And the Holy Spirit was so high, it just drew us as kids. We would go running down to the church, and the church was so full we couldn't get in, so we would try to sit on the window sill just to hear the word. Just to hear the word. And you know, and that's how the word will draw you. You know, and some of them was too little and wanted to push the oven up to the window sill, and we were trying to get there. We wanted that word even at that age. And that was truly a blessing from God that he had sent us. And it wasn't by anybody else, but it was by the grace of God that even at that age, he placed it in us. And I can recall when God was speaking to me, he said, your family is so rich in faith till you didn't know you was poor. Because we always wanted, my whole family wanted to hear the word of God. And we always prayed for one another. If one got off and was feeling low and down, we would pray for one another. We would call one of the other sisters or brothers, and we began to pray. And I thank God for placing that within us, because it didn't come from DNA. It didn't come from mother or father, but it came from God. God had blessed us, even as a young age, to instill that in us, to pray for one another, and to have that kind of faith. He gave everybody a measure, and I thank God for it, because it began to increase with knowledge. It began to increase with understanding, and God has truly, truly, truly been a blessing and is a blessing in our life. And I love the way he teaches, because he teaches us all things by his Holy Spirit.
Amen. One of the greatest things that I can say tonight, and me listen to what I've heard, my heart rejoices.
Amen.
My heart rejoices.
Amen.
Because the word of God has been, it's been defined, redefined, sent out. Some people got touched tonight. Some people are jealous. But I want to say this to you. When you hit the airways, you are sending a message to God. I trust in you. Nobody has seen an invisible airwave, but that airwave is there. I don't see you, you don't see me, but I hear your voice. God has so made it popular for us to believe. See, the best is yet to come.
Amen.
He says at this time, he said he's given us a place with him in heavenly places, that we sit with him. Because when we sit with him, we don't have to sit like somebody else. And I like the way you said it, Doctor. One thing we have to do is come together.
Mm-hmm.
And my commitment is to you, every Friday night, y'all on the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Until the Lord and y'all say otherwise. Says the Lord tell you don't come, and nothing else I can do.
Amen.
I'm not fighting to get people. I'm fighting to get the king. I'm fighting to get people saved. How many of y'all got a sister, brother, that's shooting drugs, homosexual, lesbian? I know I got them in my family. Am I praying for them? You know I'm praying for them. Because the time will come.
That's right.
The time will come. We not going to be able to say a thing, because God said, he said, that is no more. Read the book of Revelation. That is no more. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask people all the time, make sure you're in the first resurrection. Because you're in the second resurrection, there is no power and authority. Because when you take the word of God, as the brother spoke about, to the churches, to all that he was speaking to the churches of Ephesus, Laodicea, to all of them, he's speaking to the churches today. And what God is walking in the earth today in the United States of America, we need to get people from state to state involved in what we're doing. We involve what they're doing because the time has come. If you don't have a prayer partner, you're in trouble. But Jesus told you, I will never leave you alone, nor will I forsake you.
That's right.
But it's up to us to do what God has told us to do.
Amen.
I tell everybody, I said, some of y'all education is better than mine, big deal. But if you got the faith that I've got, we can move mountains, man.
Amen. That's it. That's right.
See, the smartest man in the world created a formula for E equals MC squared. But people begin to say, how do you do all that? He's still trying to figure out. Because it's so much that God has done for us. But I'm saying to you, in the month of Hempstead, you can be ready, because in the month of February, I want to come there, and I want to see a revival like you've never seen it before. I want to see a 3-day up and down. I want to see the Spirit of God move. I don't care if you're a Catholic, a Presbyterian, a Baptist, or what. I want to see, because I know what God can do. God can do. But God needs some hands. God needs us. God needs bodies like ours to do what he wants done. God can't come down and do what we're doing. That's why he got us here. And you can't be afraid. You can't be afraid. Amen.
Amen.
Forget about Washington, D.C. Forget about the mayor. Forget about the police. Because you know what? No action taken against me shall prosper.
Amen.
And everything that comes will come against me. It's going to fall.
Hallelujah.
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 See, because I walk with a 109-year-old man. And I watched God do something. This old man was 109 years old, Bishop Clark. That old man, I see people get filled with the Holy Ghost. I see people get out of wheelchairs. I said, my God, I want some of this. I want some more of this.
Yes.
And I ain't trying to flaunt it. Sometimes my quiet won't say a word to you. Why? Because quiet time is for God to talk to me.
Amen. That's why.
Yeah. You need quiet time. Tell your wife, I'll be back later. Tell your husband, okay, I'll be back. You have to have some quiet time.
Amen. That's right.
So God can download. Hallelujah. So God can download. See, beloved, we're leaving 13. 13 has been a miraculous year, but it's been a year we done went through everything we can think of. The weather. I mean, all of a sudden in Houston it was 75 degrees there. I said, what? The other day was 35. But God is walking the earth rim. He's seeking who belonged to him.
Yes.
God is not going to have any chumps on his team. They're all champions.
Amen.
And I love it for that prayer of you. The coach always say, stay in your lane and you'll win the race.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I see, I've been up all
night. Daniel.
The more we want to talk, amen. Father, in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come, Jehovah Jireh, we come to say thank you for the many who have heard our tonight, for many who cried out. And we pray, Father, that you were sending us in action, in thought, and understanding your word. Let us not hold our blessing from the left to the right, but let us know, Father, it's you who are doing it, not we. Father, I thank you this night that the broadcast is with you to the throne of heaven. And we pray tonight that what we offer to you will be a good offering to you. It will be a love offering to you, because we've offered ourselves. Father, we don't know it all, but we thank you for what we have. But we look unto you, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And Father, we'll say when it's all over that the Apostle Paul says, I have fought a good fight and I've kept the faith. And now I'm ready to be offered
We just want to be ready, Father. We want to go out there and fight the good fight. We want to stay right where we're at our home. We want to call our husbands and wives, our children. Let's get on our knees and start praying. Because you said, Father, whether the blood is over the hearts of the believers, death will pass over. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank
you, Father. Rather listen to me on that die, Father. You showed me a whole new idea. And thank you. The idea is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. And because you, Father, you said in your word, you say you know the thoughts that you have for us. The thoughts you have are not evil, but they're good for us. That we might have a success. Thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. I love you, Father. I love you. Father, because your word says, the word says, I will lift up my eyes into the hill from whence my help cometh. My help comes from the Lord, who made the heaven and the earth. And the earth. And you made it, Father. We thank you. We thank you that you made the heaven and the earth. And because you made it, you made it for us. You made it a place where we are. And you said that world without end. Hallelujah. World without end. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We come from the atmosphere, the ionosphere to the stratosphere. We come above those atmospheres, those spheres, but we get in your presence where the angels are. Angels on assignment. Angels on assignment. You have a word. You have a word for us. I thank you for them tonight, Father. And I declare and decree the fullness of the Holy Ghost will be upon them. In Jesus, in the name of Jesus, amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus. And you know what I was saying? I was saying we have to empty. Y'all didn't get rid of all the watermelon, did you?
Well, you know what? I think they still might have some, but those watermelons are probably not any good now.
Reason. Because if we know something about watermelon, in that one watermelon, we take that seed out. It's about how many? 500, 600 seeds. But that one seed can produce all God wants in us.
Amen. That's right.
One of these sisters haven't spoken tonight. Sister, go ahead and have a word to say.
Amen. I didn't hear you. What you say?
I said to a sister that has not spoken a word tonight, there's your opportunity. Come on.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for allowing us to come together for such a time as this. You know, it's just a wonderful blessing that even the saints can get together and be able to pray for one another and pray for each other, pray for other households, intercede for each other. This is truly, truly a blessing. And I pray and ask God to send more laborers. Let us come together even more that we may learn and learn from the word of God, that our light may continue to shine on others, that others may come to this light. Others may be able to be healed, delivered, and set free like we were. We were once there, but now we're living a life of Christ. We're trying to walk in perfection. So we just thank God tonight. We want to keep doing what we're doing for the Lord, keep on learning and keep on doing His will, that others may come forth. There's so many people that doesn't have a personal relationship with the Lord, and I thank God that we do, because we can come together and intercede for one another, pray for one another. I thank God for Evangelist Allen, because we keep each other on our toes. He keeps me especially on my toes. He calls me, texts me, and it's just a blessing when you have a true believer, a friend that calls you and admonish you with the word and keep you going, stir up your spirit. It's just a blessing for someone to do that. It's truly, truly a blessing, and I thank God for it. I thank God. Thank God tonight. I truly do. I thank God.
Amen. Well, here's something I want to do. I would like to give all of you my email so we can communicate.
Okay.
It's Willie J. Hunter. Go ahead, take your time. Because, I mean, there's some of you, the Spirit of the Lord move on me. See, I'm going to operate through Dr. Clinton, I'm not going to operate through anybody else.
Amen.
She's the host, and I will say, tell what thus said the Lord, because I know that the word of God goes one person to the multitude.
Amen.
I know y'all trust her. I know y'all believe in what she's doing. And I know God want to use you just like you. God's got a great work for you to do.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
If you got your pencils ready, it's Willie J. Hunter, W-I-L-L-I-E, J, H-U-N-T, Hunter, at yahoo.com. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And I want to know if I can put y'all, I don't want to put the picture on Facebook, but I'm telling you what's happening so you know what you're involved in. We're going to have what's going to be sent up to you, to YouTube. We're going to have it sent up to Blog Talk Radio, Blog Radio. It's a radio station I have. It's another radio station. It's a TV station that we're in pursuit of what God is doing. But the time has come for the reach to unreach and tell the untold.
Amen.
Because God
Amen.
Is available for us.
Yes.
And we
yes.
want to get ourselves better qualified.
Amen.
Better
Amen.
Qualified.
Praise God. Yes.
See, because I believe in operation quality. See, a car is not going to run if it ain't got no oil in it.
Amen, that's right.
If you ain't got no battery, I don't care what nobody say, you got to have a battery.
Amen, that's
and
right.
And the battery controls power. And what we can do, I'm telling you what God is getting ready to do down there in Houston.
Amen.
You have the word. Ooh, Jesus. See, y'all been fighting. Hello, somebody got the... You scratching out here on the phone. But let me share this with you right quick. You are fighting the spirits of damnation.
Mm.
You are fighting the spirits that have been left by the old timers. You're fighting the spirits of darkness. You have the right to speak to that enemy. As Jesus said, you have no authority. No authority. As a man see, he thinks. And I'm saying to you, because I know what God done is, if y'all wouldn't have it down, I'm going to have my own stuff down there, because God done told
me. Amen.
It's time. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Amen.
See, you ain't got to look back for white folks, black folks. You got to look for the one who said, I am that
Amen.
I am.
That's right.
And that's what God is looking for. And you
Amen.
Know, when you look back, look at what I followed a man by the name of Walk with John Osteen while he was alive for 20 years. And I learned so much through his teaching. And then I walked with Kenneth Copeland. Do y'all know the latter days? Look like my wisdom is becoming so in tune.
Amen.
The more you walk with somebody, iron sharpen iron.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
But if y'all do, but if y'all do somehow or another, sooner or later get some watermelon down there. Y'all remember me, amen.
We definitely will do it. We definitely will do that, amen.
Amen. Not never later on in the year. The host, she's in charge. I'm giving it to her because we've got 6 seconds left. Take over, sister.
Okay. Yes, I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. Those who listen and came on and asked questions. I want to thank Dr. Hunter. I want to thank Evangelist Kevin Allen for being here with us, dear Lord, giving us this message, this wonderful word. We just were so enlightened tonight, and we want to try to stay that way. And give us some true believers like Dr. Hunter said, iron sharpens iron. You want to get with some true believers, someone who's going Jesus Christ's way, someone who's going the Lord's way, and you don't, you want to ask the Lord, because sometimes we're so weak, we want to ask the Lord, Lord, help us. Anything and anybody that don't need to be around me or associated with, Lord, dismiss them. I can't do it in my own strength, but Lord, you can do it. Lord, bless me to come around those who are going your way, that I may be able to go forth and do better than I've done in the past. We all have a past, but we want to look forward to the future. We want to do something better than what we've done in the past, and we can do that in Christ. And we just pray tonight and thank God. Before we leave this station, we're gonna give God the glory. I'm gonna ask Brother Allen if he would give us a prayer, and before we leave. And like I said, I just thank God. Give it somebody who's a believer. Give it some true believers, and that you may be able to go forth and do better than you did this year. We want to do better in the upcoming year by the grace of God. We want to ask God to keep us, because we can't keep ourselves. And we're going to, as we leave this place tonight, this station tonight, Brother Allen is going to lead us in prayer, and we'll be talking with y'all next Friday by the grace of God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for all things, because your word says in all things your thanks. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for Dr. Hunter, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. And Father, we continue to pray for every soul that's on the sound of this radio station, Father. God, the intent of this radio station is giving you the glory in the name of Jesus. Lifting up your son, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for the souls right now, Father, that they may go out and continue to compel souls to come to you. And, Father, we ask that you bless them with traveling grace. Bless them when they store baskets. Father, bless them what the cuckoo worm has taken from them, Father, restore right now in the name of Jesus, because your word is true. And, Father, we continue to thank you right now. We thank you for a new day, Father, a new birthday, Father, that's coming up on Wednesday. And, Father, I'm asking that you continue to bless every soul that they may give you the glory for Emmanuel being with us. We thank you for you, Jesus. We lift you up. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you the glory. Amen. God bless you. I will let the chain of God be
with you. When I change my
God, I tell you, I should appreciate it, because I was like, God, you know, I got to talk. And I think, dude, I've been feeling as used to talking for the one that beat me. Yes, we did. And it's by the grace of God. But hopefully I'll have Scotty next time, and we'll be, you know, we should be on there, because I was like, man, I got to run in, and me and Robert went to Houston. I was trying to get all my
Lord have mercy, you know, and I know God.
about all of that is listening. And, you know,